Yeah, Matsamishna Ha Mafrish Chatosai. If someone was Mafrish, a korban chatos they were supposed to bring, Vameis, and then the father died. So Lachar is Le Yeviena B'nai Achrav. His son now cannot bring this korban for himself. Even though it's hard to say he did a chet, the son is also Mechuyiv a korban, but still the son cannot bring the father's korban for himself. So Le Yeviena Mechet Al Chet, and Afilo Achelev Shoch Lemesh. I mean, even if the same person who was mafresh just korban chatos because he did one chet, let's say he ate chelov, and then he also ate dam, so he was mafresh this korban for the chelov that he ate, he cannot change the mind later and bring it for the dam that he ate. And afilo achelov shoch lemesh, even if the pshat is he ate chelov yesterday, and he knew about it, he ate it b'shoigig, then he found out about it. So he's chayav a korban chatos. Then today again it happened the same thing, he ate chelov again b'shoigig, so he's chayav a second korban. So if he was mafresh just korban for yesterday's chelov, and now Bishash is bringing it, he wants to change it around and bring it for today's chelov, that he cannot do. That's called Afilo Achelov Shochel Emesh. Is Le'yivien, you should not bring it, Achelov Shochel Hayim, not for the chelov that you ate today. Shinem the Apostle says, Korbonoi and Al Chatosoi. So he dash and she ate Korbonoi, L'shem Chatosoi. So it has to be set aside for this chet, and not for a different chet. She ate Korbon L'shem Chatosoi. Now the Gemara says, "No, and immediately, how do we know this from?" So Gemara says, "Tanu Rabbanan." The pasuk says, "Korbanoi suidashim bekorbanu who yotze v'yen yotze bekorban oviv." You only yotze with your own korban, not with the korban from your father. Yochel, I would have thought to say, "Lo yotze bekorban oviv." Very good. You're not yotze with your father's korban, but the heim eshifresh oviv. And like in the case of the Mishnah, where your father first set aside the korban for a chet that he did, then you know the son is not yotze. That means Yotze b'korban oviv b'behemah shifra shoviv min hakalo ala chamuro or min hachamuro ala kalo. That maybe only if it's changed around, if your father did one chet and you did another chet, you cannot be yotze. The Rashi says Yotze midah veira kalo v'goy nida v'chelev shein b'misus bezdin. And so if the, let's say the father first set aside for a chet that there is a misus bezdin, so you cannot bring it for a different type of a chet that there's no misus bezdin. Avu maybe yotze b'korban shifrish oviv min hakala lakala or min hachmura lachmura, and maybe for the exact same chet that your father did, you also did the same chet. So maybe then the son could be yotze with the father's korban. Maybe then yes. Talmud Levina, the pasuk says korbanai. So we dash him b'korbanai who yotze v'yain yotze b'korbanai shel oviv. You cannot be yotze with your father's korban. It always has to be your korban. Yochel, I would still thought to say, Lo yetzi b'korban oviv. You're not yetzi with your father's korban, b'behemish yifrish. If your father set aside the behemish for himself, afilu min hakala lakala min hachamura lachamura. Even though you and your father did the exact same chet, or the exact same chet chamura sa v'nida, that you're not chayiv Mrs. Bezdin, because you both did a chet of a chilu Shabbos, that there is a chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. Even though you did the exact same chet, still the son cannot be yetzi with his father's korban. Why? Shrein megaleach nizirosov al behema shifra shoviv. That if a son became a nazir, and at the end of his nazirus he has to bring korbanos, he cannot be yotze with the korban that his father set aside for himself. Now the Gemara learns it out in Sefer Nazir from Sukkim that a nazir has to have his own korbanos, not his father's korbanos. Avo, but maybe yotze b'moyis a shifra shoviv. And maybe if the father, he did a chet, the father, and he set aside money, he was matish money to buy his korban chatis. But he didn't buy the korban yet, he just set aside the money. Maybe now if the father dies and the son yashnas the money, the son can bring that money for his own korban, afilu min hakal ala chamura. And min hachamura ala kal, even though the father did a chet kal or a chet chamura, and the son did the opposite way around, still I would think to say the son could use that money for his own korban. That if a son became a nazir, and when he finishes his nazirus, he has to bring a korban, he could use money that his father set aside for himself to be makdish for his own korban. The father died, he doesn't use it. The son now could use that money for his own korbanis. This man changed to him. This man, when the father was makdish the money, he didn't say exactly which money goes for which korban, for which ice. His stam said, this money should be for korban Zeroysov, who wasn't a far exactly which one. Then the son could use it. Rashi says, Le'tirish elu liknois chatas v'elu liknois oilom. He didn't say clearly, this money goes for a chatas, this goes for an oilom. then the son could use that money for his own kabonis. But v'lei b'zman shemu froshim, but not when the father already set aside and said that this money should go for the chata, this for their law, then the son cannot use it. But I call upon him, the son could use the money from his father. If so, maybe he would then also by korban chatas, let's say, where the father did a chet and he set aside money to bring his korban chatas and he dies, maybe when the son yashnas the money, the son could bring it to his own korban. So at this time alone, the pasuk also says again, korbanoi, that we dashin be korbani hu yotza, be an yotza be korban aviv. Still, you're not yotza at all with your korban aviv, even though it's only the money of your father. Still, Yochel, I would have thought to say, le yotzi afilu b'mois, shifrish afilu min akala lakala, or min achmura achamura. But I would think if your father set aside the money, was makdish the money, even if the father and the son did the exact same chet, still the son cannot use it. That's not called korbono, it's not called his own money. That I understand. But yotza, maybe you would be yotza though, but korban, shifrishli atzmoi, a korban you set aside for yourself. Let's say he set aside this money for his own korban, he himself, the son himself, that did the chet. He set aside money for himself. So as long as he himself set aside, I would have thought to say maybe, afilu min achamura lakala. Let's say first the son set aside the money for a chet, a chomadik achet, he was mechal l'shalas b'shoigig, and then he changed his money, wants to use it for korban, he was lived with a nida b'shoigig. I mean, akal ala chamura, maybe he himself could change it around. Again, Talmud loyma korbanoi, and they say achatosoi, nizachiyehei l'shem chatis. That's the way that you're makdish this money l'chatchila for your chatis, for your chet that you did. Yoch, I would have thought to say, maybe lo yatsa the korban atzmoi. The behemah shifrish yatsa. No, maybe this law is only talking about where you already bought the behemah and you mafresh the behemah for yourself. But that's what the first gemara means. The korban shifrish yatsa means where you not the money. The gemara before it means the havim in the first was avu yatsa the korban shifrish yatsa. If you have the korban, you set aside for yourself. Maybe since it's your own korban, you could change it around. Kamashmula, no. Even your own korban, you can't change around. But maybe yochol yotzitaka b'korban atzmai, the behema shifrish liyatzmai, filu mekala chala kumura lakamura, shekein ein hefrish behema alachelev behevi aladam, aladam behevi alachelev, shrei leimor v'lekipa, because then taka you're not mechater, you're not over this mila, but just you're not over, you don't have kapor. The moment we'll explain what this means. But I call upon it maybe only when you are mafrish to korban already for one chet. Then the son has no right to change it around to bring it for another chet. That I understand. Avol maybe yotze b'mois shifrish liatzmai. The son set aside money for his own korban. Min akala ala kala or min achamura ala chamura. Or min achamura ala kala min akala ala chamura. But maybe if the son only set aside money for himself, even though he set it aside for this different type of a chet, maybe he still has the right to change it or bring it for korban for different chet. Shekein because in hifrish liyatzmai mois alachelev, somebody set aside money. Shein hifrish liyatzmai mois alachelev, so hey vi in aladam, somebody set aside money for his own korban chet that he did, he ate chelev, and he brings the vi in aladam, razeach aladam the vi in alachelev, sherei mol v'chip, in this case he is over in his semila, he is mechaper, so maybe biyot his korban also. Talmalem, the pasuk says no, even this midashin korbanoi, no, at all times the korban has to be brought lechatchili, even that precious mois has to be l'shem this chet, otherwise you're not yotza. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean to make the chilik before ma'idloi moya b'lechipur? What do you mean to say you're not over nisamila, not over kapara if you change the behemoth around, but the money around, yes? So tir Gemara Rav Shmuel Bashimi kaimad rapapa, hokikam, this is what the Gemara meant to say. Since you can't be over this semila, you can't have a kapar either. Hoyo v'kach, since so, loy motzi mishani, can't change around the carbon. In other words, once you're makdish to behemah, there's no way to be over mila. Even if you want to bring it for another carbon, you can't be over this semila because you're not being motzi at mehedish, you're not being mishani at kedusha, so therefore there's no way semila. But since you can't be Mishan like the Kedush, you can't be over near Samila, therefore you can't be Mechaper. Because since it has its first din Hegdish on it, you can't change the carbon and give it a different Hegdish. Avo Mois, in the case of your only Makdish money, Kivan the Mishani Moil, since you would take this money and use it for something else, it'd be over Mila, you'd be moil with the money, you'd be moil to the Kedusha from it, or Maisi Korban Mila, you'd have to bring a Korban Mila. Ema Betchila Nami, Maisi, maybe Lechida also allowed to do this. You're allowed to change the money around. You set aside money for one Korban, maybe you would be allowed to change it around now for another Korban, as if to say you might see it from its first Kedusha, and now you're giving a second Kedusha. So maybe then you could bring it for another Kedusha. As Kamash from the Pasuk says again, no, we dash in Karbonoi, there has to be your Korban for your Chet, and not it was first Hufresh for a different Chet. You cannot change it to bring it for this other Chet. Rashi says before, that really says three times in the Torah, this word from Karbonoi. Rashi says, it says it once, Chad Benosi, Utrein B'yochid. Therefore, all these drushes we make take up for different words. But the same type of a drush, it says Karbonoi and Al Chatzosai, that the Korban has to be your Korban, Mufresh for you, and for your Chet. Now the Mishnah says, Mazien Mehegdish Kisva Sira. Is let's say you're Makdish, you drove a Chet, that you have to bring Korban Chatzos, and you're Mafresh the money, Amanas to buy a Kisva. First, you wanted to buy a Kesef, a lamb. And then you change your mind, you want to buy a series, from a young goat, you're allowed to. As the Maisa Chatas could be brought from either a Kisva, a Kestav, or else a series, also a goat, either from a lamb or from a goat. Mehegdish Sira, Kisva, same thing, if you mark the shit to buy yourself a goat, a Sira, you're allowed to change it around to buy yourself a Kisva, that's called the same Korban, the same Chet. Or Mehegdish Kisva Sira, Turna B'nayoyna. Let's say you set aside the money to bring your Chatas, or behema, you want to bring either a kesev or a sawyer, either a lamb or a goat, you're allowed to change your mind later and bring it into birds, a term of an ayayna. Well, since in the case of the korban oilu v'yerit, or else from the hegdish turin of an ayayna, asira seifa. The case of your first makdish the money to bring two birds, then you can change your mind later and bring only an asira seifa mincha. Case, and what's the case talking about? Here first lekisva, oilu sira. That you set aside money to buy a korban oila, a korban chatis, a kesev of hema, either a kesev or a sir, either a lamb or a goat. Then what happened was, honey, you became poor, and so by such a chet that it's a korban oila v'yerid, you bring according to how much you could afford. So b'shash, you're going to bring it now. You became poor. The locker is yavi oif. You let us buy it with the money. Just buy a knife. That's all. The rest of the money you could use. Handy. Yotzi become even poorer than that, very poor, is Yavah Sira Seifa, then you're allowed to bring a mincha. What's going to be the opposite here? Unless in Lechatchila you are very poor, and if for Sira Seifa, you only set aside money to buy yourself a mincha. Hesh, then you became rich, is Yavah Yif, you'll have to spend more money to buy yourself a knife now. B'shastak Rava, you are more, you're an usher, you have to go B'shastak Rava. What's going to be Hesh, you even became richer? Then Yavi Kisva Sira, you have a chiv to bring a behemel, you have to go back and buy a Kisva or a Sira. We know in the Mila, how do we know this from? The Torah Rabbonin. Mechatosai, again we darshin, mechatosai means al-chatosai. You have to bring it for the chet that you did. Now, Matamalai, what's the Pasuk have to teach to us for? Matamalai, no? Minai na taima. How do you know to say, Shemevian mehegdish Kisva Sira? So if you makdish first money to buy yourself a lamb, you can change around to buy yourself a goat, or also mehegdish sira kisva, or mehegdish kisva sira turm bina yoyna, or mehegdish turm bina yoyna sira seif. How do you know this for? How do you know this? Kate said, what's the case? Here first le kisva le sira. First you set aside your money to buy a chatis from a behema. Then you became poor. Is yavi yoyk, you're allowed to bring now a bird. Then you became even poorer. Is yavi sira seifa. The opposite around, let's say, hifrish, asira seifa, you were very poor first, and you set aside money just to buy yourself a mincha. Hesh, you became a little bit better off, is yavi yoif, you have a chiyah to bring a knife. Hesh, you became even more richer, is yavi kisva, so you have to bring a behema. What's going to be hifrish kisva isira, vinis toiv? Let's say he already set aside the behema, not just on the money, but if Rish Kisva Sira set aside a behema for his korban chatis, a lamb or a goat, then Yistavu, then it became a Baal Mum. So Amrat, if he wants to, Yavi B'demeh, he could like be poyder it now, and with the money, if he wants to, Yavi B'demeh a knife. If Rish, let's say he set aside a knife, and Yistavu became a Baal Mum, is Lo Yavi B'dama B'Asira Seifa, he can't bring with his money Asira Seifa. Shein Leif Pidyim, because there's no way to be poyder a knife. Even if the night becomes possible, you can't be pointed, you can't redeem it. Therefore the Pasuk says, Mechatosoi al chatosoi. Therefore it says, Mechatosoi al chatosoi. Rashi says it means the korban el of Yeriksiv, Gabi kisvo siru mechatosoi, Temashma miksas chatos kleimar. In Henny, if it became poor, Yavi oif mimiksas domim halolu. The Gabi Yeriksiv mechatosoi, Demashma demeni, Yavi mimiksas demeyoif, Asira seifa, because Asira seifa ksiv, al chatos, Demashma, Shimhesho, Yosef ala domim halolu, Yavi oif, Oyhesho, Yosef, Yavi kisvo siru. Kisvo I know these halachis. That's how we dash from this posik of mechatosi, nachatosi. Now the Gemara says, v'yitzvach lemichtav mechatosi gabi kisvoi siro. That's say the word mechatosi, if you set aside to buy first a behemo. V'yitzvach lemichtav gabi yoyf, you said that you want to buy just a knife. Because of kroa gabi hegdish kisvoi, you set aside the money to buy yourself a behemo. Or you see, have a minute there, what I thought to say, hifrish kisvo kimaino, when it becomes poor, mahalin, Mois Nahalinen. So again, if you set aside the money to buy yourself a behemoth, Kimanu became poor, Mahalomois from this money, Nahalinen Aleif, it's okay to understand, you can buy now a knife. Tonight, the Yoif, why? Because the Kisva of Yoif, Tavayu Minadamim, I'll call upon them both of them, have to do with Damim. Ninu. Avalasira Seifo, the Lav Minadamim, Ninu, but Asira Seifo, no shekels to Damim. I would have thought to say no. Is Gabi Yoif, once the word Gabi Yoif, Mina, Kimeforish, Moyes, Lekinoi, the person set aside money to buy birds, Omani became poorer. Le Maisi Asira Seifa, maybe you cannot use now the money to buy Asira Seifa. The Lav Mine Dominino, because the Mincha is not Daimu to a knife, which is a dam, which is blood. El Maisi Asira Seifa Min Beisa, maybe we'll have to start bring another money to different money to buy a serious life in a baisa from his house. For all the money is the offer sheep in the dove, and this money has to go to the dove. I wouldn't know he could use it. Ahochi yehod the kosk with the pasuk nachamol mechatos legaboyif. The man who comes to teach us to mehegvish the yoyif nami maisi asiru seifa. If you set aside the money for a knife and then you became poor, you could use that money not to buy a serious seifa. What the kol is what means to say. When you set aside money for the Nasir HaSeifa, via the Maisi, before you brought it, Heshe became rich. Nice of a lion, you have to add a little bit more money to it. For Nice, you let her bring a bird. Heshe became even more richer. Nice of a lion, add more money to it. Nice of a lion, for Nice, kiss my Nasir, bring yourself a behemoth. On my time, Iksil Achatos, what's the Achatos, I gabi Asir HaSeifa, Asir HaSeifa? Because the cost of Achatos, I gabi, I would have just said it by Nice. I would have thought the same. Kimafrish Mois the Kina. Somebody set aside money for his carbonifis. The Asher then becomes wealthy. Who the mice of a lamb? Then I understand why could he add money onto it, the mice to kiss and bring a behemoth, a lamb or a goat, oistira. The Tavayim mean the dam, because both birds and behemoths have a shechita, they have a dam to it. The Malika, they have a dam, they have a shechita with it. Ninu. Avol hefrish Mois las Yosefa. You're very poor. You set aside money just to bring your mincha. Vesha then you became wealthy. Eloi hesha tuva naisi yif. Pim hesha tuva naisi kisvesirom. Valim moyis diafreship lunadova. I would have thought to say, if you become wealthier, you'll have to bring taka nechnami yif. You'll have to bring taka behema. But the first money you set aside for the mincha, maybe that you have to give lunadova. That money cannot be changed over. You cannot just be moisif. Add on to that money, but that money is separate and you have to bring new money. Because that's a mincha, this is domim. Hadochi kos kro, therefore, Pesach says clearly, Bahadein, chatis, piasiris, vidalis mechatosai, vigabadali dalis achatosai, lemedish karmin. Therefore, I say both times that chatosai, by dali dalis also, even by a mincha saimar, and it's hard to say you set aside your money for the mincha saimar, for the mincha. And for the mincha, and then you became wealthier, so you allowed to use that money and just add on to the money to bring yourself a carbon. Omer Rab Lozo, Omer Rab Ishio, Mitame Mikdash Oshir, Shifrish Khan. Again, Omer Rab Lozo, Omer Rab Ishio, Mitame Mikdash Oshir. He was Mitame Mikdash, he went to base Mitzvah and Mitame, and he was rich at that time. Shifrish Khan, Lekivsa, the Henny, Havnitcha Yitcha. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on. This list, come on, the next tape. Last tape. We'll continue on. you were holding Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph on top. Okay, and this last more was that Omer Rebbe Loza, Omer Rebbe Ishiya, that Mitamei Mikdash Osher, somebody that was told me went to the base of Mikdash, B'shoi Gate, says, Chai B'Korban Eilu V'Yerit. Mean to say, if he could afford it, he's rich, he has to bring a korban, a behemoth. If not, he has to bring oifis. If not, he can bring a mincha. So that point, the time when he went in, he was an usher, he was rich. Sheif Rishkan, he set aside birds,